You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Guys We Fucked. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
I'm Christina.
I'm Corinne.
We're
sorry about last night. Coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs. Guys We Fucked.
Guys We Fucked.
The anti-slut-shaming podcast. I never stop. Hey guys, it's Corinne.
I'm Christina.
This is the anti-slut shaming podcast coming to you from Stand Up New York Labs. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm
great. You feel tired.
Well, I'm exhausted because I've been killing mice in my apartment and can't sleep because every time I hear a noise, I'm jolted awake.
You moved to a crack den.
Moved to a crack den and in the past 2 days have had to slaughter 6 baby mice.
Babies?
Yep.
Oh.
I'm not proud.
Oh, yeah. I had an infestation of baby mice one time and Super put the sticky traps
That's
on.
That's the thing.
And you had to see the little baby stuck. And
Cesar put glue traps in my door and I said, well, I guess that's how we're doing. Well, I couldn't put
and
out
you
the,
had to see it.
I couldn't put out the snap traps because Pinkerton would have snapped his little paw off.
Oh,
and as much as I love baby mice, I love Pinkerton more. So I had
totally.
To choose.
You know what? If you wanted to... My roommate, my boyfriend are going to hate me for saying this, but if you wanted to trap one of them and give them to me, I want a pet mouse so bad.
Oh, I would, if I had time to order online the safe ones before my room was overtaken with mice, I would have, and I would have seriously kept one because they are adorable.
They're fucking cute.
My roommate actually thanked me for being a better person, though, because as they were squeaking for their lives,
oh.
I was like, you know, she was like, what am I supposed to do? She's like, you know, just sit them there and let them die. And I was like, I can't do that. And then someone told me to,
drown them.
The thing is, everyone's a fucking mouse specialist anytime this happens. And I was like, no, I was like, I thought of my own way. And people are like, bang them with hammers and shit. I'm like, no.
Bang them with a hammer?
I got it done.
Fucking
I got it done.
Hitler?
As quickly and as painlessly as I could.
Good.
Because I heard them squeaking from like 2 rooms away, tearing their bodies. And I felt bad because, you know, I am the same girl who with actually Shane's from a previous podcast, his current girlfriend, Miriam, she and I, after school one day, spent an hour in a field trying to remove a mouse from a glue trap.
Wow.
That's me.
Did you have success or did you rip off the mouse's limbs?
No, we didn't do that. I think we eventually just, you know, put it out of its misery, but you can't, there's no way to get a mouse off the glue trap. The only thing is if like only his tail or her tail gets stuck, then I think you can rip a mouse's tail off and they're fine to live.
Yeah.
But you can't if they get the body stuck because they're too delicate.
Yeah. Like, I can't kill a bug. I feel bad killing bugs.
No, I don't like
want to kill
anything.
Any animal. Yeah. I'm so sorry that you had to do
What is that?
That?
Nihilism? Is that what that's called? I don't know. There's something.
The ability to not kill anything and want everything
there's
to live?
There's some like a Buddhist type religion that you don't kill anything.
There's also that gene. Like I was looking at a BuzzFeed article of baby animals cuddling with stuffed animals and just that gene in you that goes, oh my God. Like that will never go away and it lives so strongly in my body.
It's not even because they're cute. It's just because it's not my job to be removed. I mean, the mice were on the planet before me.
Absolutely.
They
didn't ask.
Not those particular mice.
They didn't ask for this life.
Yeah. That being said, though, I mean, they really do wreak havoc. Those little things wreak havoc.
Yeah, they do. So last week's episode was really fun. It was live.
Yeah.
It was good. So
it seems like ages ago.
Can we talk about the setup to that episode that we didn't get a chance to talk about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Beforehand.
Yeah, sure.
Guys, if you listen to it, some of you loved it, some of you hate it.
It was a real divider. It was the apartheid of episodes.
I like listening to live podcasts sometimes. Sometimes they can get obnoxious, but it's whatever.
Well, it's like a live CD. Like, you don't want to listen to it all the time, but once in a while, it's a treat. Like a band when they do a live. Because
it's
exciting. It doesn't sound as... It's weird, but it's
plus we're in front of
exciting.
An audience, so we're more on, or we're performing.
Yeah, and I mean, also we were eating mozzarella sticks and drinking heavily.
So much. Well, one of the reasons why I really wanted to drink heavily was because we arrived at this bar. Turns out the owner of the bar's best friend had recently passed away. I guess she was a frequenter of this bar.
Yeah.
The bar was turned into a memorial for her.
And not like one sign, guys. Like, we walked in and there was
cards, candles.
A several feet high sign.
Yes.
With her face on it.
With her death date.
Yes. Her year of birth, her year of death. candles, a photo montage of her life, including like baby photos in a beautiful black and white.
She wasn't old. She was young.
She was in her 40s. Yeah.
And that giant sign that Corinne's talking about was placed on an easel right next to the table that we had to record. So I was like, this has got to, I can't talk about dicks.
And as much as I don't care about really what anyone thinks, even I cannot talk about someone who jizzed in my face right next to a dead lady.
No, I can't. You know, it just doesn't feel right. And then on top of that, the woman who passed away's parents walk into the bar and I hear someone go, it's their first time.
Her mom was,
she's died.
Literally crying.
Her mom looked at all of the photos that were around. She had never seen them before spread out in that bar. And started to cry.
Like a loud cry.
Yeah, like a sob.
Like she wasn't like yelling.
Like a cry that her child died.
Yeah.
Which is the worst loss I think anyone could experience. Probably going to one of your bits.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. Corinne surely did.
That or your spouse, I think. Because that's like you feel like that's like your connection.
And you plan on dying before your kids.
Yeah, no one wants to bury their children.
So anyway.
Sometimes you want to bury your spouse.
But I'm...
I mean, definitely.
So the parents walk in. We're like, oh, hell no. And they sit down in the seats and order food and drink. And we're like, I can't talk about dicks in front of a couple whose daughter just died and the room is flooded with pictures of her.
And Craig Mahoney was acting like I was diva requests by asking them to. And I was like,
I didn't want it either.
And I was like, I'm just the mouthier one. That's why you're hearing from me. I was like, Christina feels the same exact way.
I honestly didn't know what to say because...
No, it's just not appropriate.
It's just fucking rude to talk about that stuff with, especially when her parents are there. So then the owner, who was best friends with a girl, walked over to the couple because he was like, it's okay. They don't mind cursing. I'm like, buddy, we're not only cursing. We're talking about like bleeding out of the butthole. Like, I'm not talking about this shit in front of... In these circumstances, it's horrible. And he,
if I was just gonna say fuck, I mean that wouldn't be a problem.
Totally. So
it was the content.
Oh yeah, yeah.
As I said,
and a little X-rated. So yeah. So anyway, they ended up staying. They ended up laughing, and the owner said they ended up loving it, and they said she would have thought this was hilarious.
Yeah.
So that was a nice ending to what would have been the worst awkward, uncomfortable situation I have ever experienced in comedy.
Indeed.
So let's read some feedback from some wonderful. First of all, my friend texted me earlier today, my friend Devin, who's my favorite person in the whole world. She texted me today. She goes, wait, hold on. She goes, I was out with a bunch of people last night. Spit versus swallow came up. One thing led to another. Someone totally random at the dinner table listens to your podcast. That's all. I'm like, that's amazing.
No, that's funny. I did a show yesterday and two people came up to me and said, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I was like, I don't know you, but thanks.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Also, and then I thought of spit versus swallow. What do you think? I you know, swallowing semen, I do too, but I'm not excited to do it. It's like the price of admission you pay to give a blowjob.
It doesn't, honestly.
I like giving a blowjob because I like the guy. I mean, that's the ultimate.
It really doesn't bother me
finale.
At all because as long as I mean, like, because the people I have a very limited number of people who I would give blowjobs to. I'm very selective about my blowjob giving.
Yeah.
And I don't. Spitting is like more. It's more work. It's
in your mouth longer.
It's just easier to clean up if you're going to do it. I mean, a lot of times I also like when someone just comes on my face or my butt or my back
wipe
or whatever,
and then your skin glistens.
One of my favorite things, and this actually happened to me recently, is when the guy wipes it off me. I find it to be like kind of like charming. I think it's very nice when the guy takes a towel and wipes the cum off you. I think it's super nice.
I guess so. It is. I mean, it's sweet. Well, yeah. Or when the guy walks in back in the room with a towel and they give it to you first before cleaning themselves off. That's also like,
I prefer them to clean it off me. I think it's kind of sexy.
When I was in high school, I the first blowjob I ever gave, I think I swallowed and I was like, ugh. And then after that, I would spit it out. But then I realized that took so much longer in the scene.
And you're
just
running
sitting
around
in my mouth.
Yeah.
And then you got to go. No one's got to see you run to the bath. Like, what?
I don't need to gargle with semen.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, the thing is, like, yeah. Well, and also, if you just swallow it, if it's not, unless it's like the person hasn't jacked off in like ages and it's like a shit ton, you can just swallow it in one gulp and not even taste it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like when you, yeah, exactly. There's ways. guys.
You can get around. You can get around it.
Semen.
All right, guys. So we have some user feedback. Let's do the short stuff, and then we'll get to the long stuff. So Leon Gunning wanted to know, when are Alfie and Duff coming back on? Thanks, Leon, for that great. That's like when you walk into a room and everyone's like, "Oh, how's your boyfriend doing?" This podcast is about us.
Oh no, I like that. I was happy.
They will be back. They were a big hit. We love them. God knows they have tons of stories. They could really go on for ages.
Yeah.
And they'll be back. I don't know when, because you know what? That's not
life's a mystery.
It's not your fucking business.
Keep you on your toes.
But thanks for listening.
I was gonna read your screen name and I read it as anal rack, but I don't think that's how you pronounce it. Just caught up with you with all your guys' episodes, and I'm already sad that there's no more to watch, even though, you know, you listen to them. I don't know what, maybe you're watching porn while you're listening. I don't know. Who knows? Guys, We Fucked will now be my Making Fridays Even Better. Please shout out my friend Tina and I. Hi, Tina. That's my nickname too, kind of. We are both devoted fuckers and listen to and follow you guys on every social network. Thank you for inspiring our lives and making us crack up at the same time. You are so fucking welcome.
That's nice.
Anal rack and Tina.
One of our fave fuckers, Joy Corwin, wrote in. She said that she finally upgraded her phone so she can listen without pauses. That's exciting. She wanted to bring up that in Africa, since women get raped constantly.
Oh,
that
ain't good.
That wasn't supposed to be funny, but just the way she wrote it was funny. They have a device that women put in their vaginas and it has teeth inside. So if a man tries to rape her, his dick gets all cut up. She needs to try it and run away ASAP. Look at the Google image. Love you, bitches. Always a fucker for life.
Did you Google it? I did not Google it.
I didn't Google it, but you know what? When I was working in the management, an actor named Josh Pice was in a movie called Teeth, and it was about
the lead actress, my favorite.
Yeah, had teeth in it, which is kind of the same concept, and also amazing. But it's just like so sad that
Why do we have to put teeth in our vaginas to not get raped?
I've said it once, and I've said it before. Control your fucking penises, gentlemen.
Guys. This is an email that we got from a gentleman. Named Matt. Hi, guys. I love the show, and I thought you guys might be able to help me out with this little dilemma. I'm listening. I leave for college next year, but my girlfriend that I have dated for over a year will still be in high school. We have talked about how we will most likely split when I go to college, but the thing is, I will only be 2 hours away and will be in and out of town frequently. She's too good to let go of completely. So should I try and hold on to her as my girlfriend, or should I try and ask her if we can still see each other, parentheses bang, when I come home for breaks? Thanks. I personally had a boyfriend my senior of high school and college, and I ended up my first year of college, and I ended up wanting to go on a break with him because college is the most exciting, especially the first year, part of your life. So far you will experience freedom that you never knew was possible and you've always dreamed of, and I highly recommend you break up with her and take a break and try out new stuff. Because I think if you string each other along like I did with my boyfriend, you just end up either hurting each other, maybe hooking up with someone else and feeling bad about it, having to tell her, or I don't know, maybe you don't tell her. But the guilt, it's not good.
Yeah,
College is a time for doing you.
I agree with Christina. It's just really like, because obviously you already have the idea in your head that you want to experiment do other things. And yeah, it's just honestly, it's disrespectful to her to just be like, oh, I'm gonna like bang when you come home. Like, you probably will do that anyway.
Yeah,
but just let her do her thing. You do your thing, and maybe you'll end up back together. Maybe you are meant to be together. I don't know. You obviously don't know, but you need to definitely experiment. You shouldn't be staying with, you shouldn't just be marrying or staying with the person that you were with in high school.
Yeah.
Even if you eventually end up with them again, ultimately,
you need to go out
and experiment, because then you're always going to have that what if, and that's going to cause you to cheat in the future or do something that you're going to be regretful of.
Also, I think being single in college is really important to learning a lot about yourself, because you're not tied to the other person. You're not worried about what they're doing. You don't have to call them, like leave the party to call them real quick or text them. There's no jealousy issues.
Yeah.
This is a time to be really independent and figure yourself out. And I just, from experience,
see, I wasn't in a relationship in my actual entire college. Like, I met the guy October of my freshman year. He wasn't in my college, but he was in
freshman year
and
of college.
We dated the whole time, plus a year after. I don't regret that at all. I also had a very different college experience, because I went to art school. It wasn't like huge frat parties.
Right. I went to Penn State my first year.
Yeah. And I don't regret it at all. But I mean, my 20s were wild, and I'm sure my 20s were more like most people's college experiences.
Yeah.
And continue. continue to be.
It also depends on what kind of person you are, because I'm the kind of person who I get clingy, and especially I was so young then, and I was dependent on other people, so it kind of taught me to do my own thing and think for myself and not have to worry and have someone to lean on. I learned to lean on myself.
Yeah.
That sounds really cheesy, but it's true.
You just have to
Penn
be your
State's
own thing.
Crazy. Those frat parties were insane. Like slip and slides in the kitchen.
Yeah, I just
keg stands on
the
roof.
Imagine it to be like the movies. I have no idea.
It's one of the best
also,
years
that's
of my life.
Kind of not my scene. So I don't know. I think I'm okay, because being in the entertainment business, like my previous life when I was behind the scenes, there was enough wild parties there to last me a fucking lifetime. And they were open bar with like real drinks, not jungle juice. So
I had like the shitty vodka.
Yeah. No, I had like top shelf college experience.
When I moved to New York City and went to college there after my first year, I was like, this is so different. I'm so glad I got that in. But the New York experience is pretty good.
Yeah. No, I mean, New York City was my campus because I went to school here. So it's great. So this other person writes, hey, guys. So I'm a 17-year-old guy. And basically the only thing that separates me from the other awkward teenage guys that listen to the podcast is that I actually have sex. A few weeks ago, my girlfriend and I were getting pretty serious. And yada, 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 we fucked. Now it's been happening pretty regularly, as it does. And I was wondering if you guys could maybe give me some tips, rules, suggestions, etc. Regarding clueless high schoolers safely fucking. I mean, listen, I don't think high school sex is going to be good or at all even close to the best sex that you're ever going to have. For the love of God, I hope it's not. So I think just in general, I mean, the sex you're having as a 17-year-old is going to be pretty shitty. Even if you're going to think it's pretty good because it's the first time you had sex. It's like if the first pizza you had was an Elio's frozen pizza, I would be like, this is awesome, because I never had a slice of pizza from, you know, a New York City pizza shop. So it's, you know,
you go to Brooklyn and you're like, there it is.
Yeah. And then you get it, and then you go to, and then you fly to Chicago after that and you get a deep dish and you're like, this is amazing. But that's the wonderful thing about sex. You don't want it to peak so early, so you're going to experience some stuff. I mean, safely, please, for the love of God, I know
wear
I don't
condom.
Use fucking condom. Use a condom, because you're not, I'm sure your 17-year-old girlfriend probably isn't on birth control yet, although I highly suggest that. Even if you have to lie to your mom to get to do it, it's more important to be safe than to be honest with your mom, especially when your vagina is involved. Just tell her that you're having a painful period, and that's like a wink wink. Any smart mom is going to understand that that means that you want to have sex, and I think most moms would rather have you be having safe sex, because you're going to have sex regardless. So just go to the gynecologist, your girlfriend should go to the gynecologist, because as soon as you start having sex, you need to have that area checked out. And again, it should be, that's a private thing. So, you know, just tell her mom that she's having painful periods if she doesn't have a super open relationship with her mom, and that's totally fine. I don't think that's weird or that you should have to discuss sex with your mom.
Yeah.
That's some girls do, some girls don't. I'm not a big fan of it.
I'm not either.
So that's just me, though. I mean, I talk about it a lot with my mom. I just don't. I mean, now I do, because she listens to the podcast.
Die fine.
Yeah, and I really did have painful periods, but, and, you know, the birth control helped with that. But just in general, and also use a condom on top of it, because is exciting.
Start off with a condom. Start off fucking with a condom when you're young.
I mean,
then you're not going to get to that point where, like, I can't get it up without a condom.
A penis has never been inside me when I was not on the birth control. I refused to have sex before I was on the birth control pill. There was no chance I'm allowing myself to get pregnant. Because a lot of my good friends only use the condom, and there has been definitely some pregnancy scares. And when you're young, that's going to be
that's the worst.
A huge thing.
Totally.
Because either you have to have an abortion, which is, even if you're pro-choice, it's going to be a scarring experience to you. And if you're not, you just ruin the rest of your life. I'm sorry. I know Gilmore Girls looked very fun, but you're going to not.
Yeah, hopefully you didn't have many plans after that.
Yeah, it's going to really cut into your life, unfortunately, and not so much the guys. And that's just the facts of life, and that sucks.
Also, when you're young, I realize, like, communicate with each other. If she's doing something you don't like, or young girls, if you're starting to have sex, and the guy, when I first got fingered by a guy, I was like, this is the fucking worst.
Yeah, it was the
worst.
But
I didn't say anything. I was like, oh, is this what it's supposed to be?
Well, because you don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't feel good, if it hurts, obviously, when the first time you have sex, that might hurt.
Yeah.
Because that's the first time you have sex.
Yeah.
And that it's understandable. But if you're... if you're getting think, I don't know, if you're doing anything and there's pain involved, tell the other person, teach them to not do that to you, and hopefully they'll become better in the in bed as they go on. But you, feedback is so important, but be nice about it.
Yeah, and like what feels good for one person may not feel good for another person. There's not like, it's not like a blanket, like this feels good for everyone.
Oh, my vagina, man, that's a complicated organ.
Yeah, and also I'm guessing you're both 17, I'm guessing you're both in your 17 or close to that. So it's kind of fun because you're both starting out together. Like when I started having sex, I was having sex with a man.
Yeah.
Like I was a girl, he was a man. He was 8 years older than me. He had, you know, he knew what was doing. And that was fun in that he taught me stuff, but you guys are kind of learning together, which I think is kind of a fun, delightful experience.
Yeah, I always kind of wished that I had, my first time was with somebody who was my age, who was also a virgin. Because mine was a guy who was in college at the time, and then he was cheating on me the whole time, which like broke my heart and sent me to therapy. But there was no communication there, which was awful. And I wish that, because he was experienced, so I was afraid to tell him, like, I don't know if you're doing this, or maybe this is, should do it this way.
Oh, yeah, just because someone means they're old does not mean they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I was in my early 20s having sex with someone in his early 30s, and I was no expert, but he did not know what the fuck he
really?
Was doing, and he was really hot. He was like Jack hammering
me. The jack, guys, I can't believe we have not talked about this, the jackhammer. Don't do it if you don't know what we mean by that.
Sex is kind of like a song or a dance. There should
the
be a
rhythm,
yeah,
of the nation of
there's
the fucking,
yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've had sex conversations with girlfriends like, ugh, he's a jackhammerer. I'm like, oh no, that's the worst. It's just like in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. It's like, first of all, you look crazy. Not that anyone looks
that's
not
also
crazy.
Just jackhammer in general is, and sex don't go together because that's the same way that inexperienced people finger people.
Oh,
it's not,
yes.
You're not, there's nothing.
Save
you're not,
the jackhammer for the construction
site. You're
not site.
Ringing a door, you know, it's, yeah. So, and that, yeah, and just as.
You're not ringing a doorbell.
Yeah, and as one of my favorite people of all time would always used to tell me because I'm a shitty dancer, he would be like, rhythm is a dancer. Just remember
so
that.
So true.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul's companion. It can take you everywhere. I think that those are the lyrics, but you know, that's a 90s.
I was trying to think, if I had a jackhammer on my case, or like, you know, if I was banging a jackhammer, or I don't know, because it's weird giving people constructive feedback on the way they fuck, because you want to be sensitive about that, but I'd probably put on like slow music or something and just kind of.
When you're the girl, you can just be like, just, but you can say it as the woman, just be like, whisper, and be like, oh, fuck me a little bit soft.
So many people just came.
Fuck me, like, okay. A little bit slower.
I feel uncomfortable. People are going to listen back
but
to
that's
that.
How you do it. It's there's a way. Don't be like, ah, you're fucking me too hard. Can you stop for 1 second, please?
Yeah,
I mean.
Don't do that.
Slow down, man.
The same way as in life, there's a way to give constructive criticism in a more pleasing way. There's a way to do it there.
Do it in bed. Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Oh, and I also want to say, guys, if you didn't know, potatoes are the sneakiest vegetable.
What does that fucking mean? Do people just put them up your vagina? What the?
Read our feedback. It's a secret. I'm speaking secret code to a fucker who asked me to do it.
Oh. I'll read it later. I didn't read it. I'm very curious though. I want to read a quote from Hillary Rodham Clinton.
All right.
Who I really like and you really like.
I have a life-size standee of her.
That's fucking rad. So I just, God, I just said female comedians. Go fucking shoot me in the face.
It's fine.
Whitney Cummings, it was on her Instagram. It was on a bunch of people's Instagrams. But this is the quote, and I read it, and I was like, fuck yeah, bitch. You may not agree with a woman, but to criticize her appearance as opposed to her ideas or actions isn't doing anyone any favors, least of all you. Insulting a woman's looks when they have nothing to do with the issue at hand implies a lack of comprehension on your part and inability to engage with high-level thinking. You may think she's ugly, but everyone else thinks you're an idiot.
That's true. I have such a problem with that. And you know, there was so much backlash, like when Hillary was running for president, about her cankles, about the scarf she was wearing.
Shut the fuck up!
Are you fucking kidding me? So let's Sarah Palin maybe aesthetically looks a little bit more pleasing. Do we want to put her in office? Do we all want to explode? Are you kidding me? This goes to something I want to talk about anyway. So I was going to talk about it when our guest is on, but we'll talk about it now just briefly. So a comic that I follow on Instagram, and this happens a lot, but this is just this specific one really bothered me. People have this thing where they like to take pictures of girls' body parts, fucking strangers who don't even know that they're getting photographed.
Oh, like
and
in
then
public.
Just rant on them. So this particular photo was, it happens all the time, was a photo of a girl, girl's ass, clothed in pants, but she just had a very, like, an over-the-top flat ass, okay?
Okay.
And it did look a little bit silly if we're all seven, but, like, that's her ass. And you know what? And then there was, so they did, they put the picture of it. She doesn't know that's there. And then everyone just rants on and goes, oh, that's so funny.
Jesus Christ.
Guys, I'm sure that girl already feels super self-conscious about her ass to begin with. She can't help that. What is she supposed to do? Get an ass implant? I mean, wear a huge dress all the time? Like, that's the ass she was given. She needs to deal with it the best she can.
You're not helping, asshole.
I guarantee she feels horrible about it already. And also, who the fuck are you? You don't look so good. Nine times out of ten.
All the guys that criticize women
nine
like
times
that
out of ten,
gross.
You don't look so good, okay?
Yeah. Just, the other thing, like, women don't do that to guys.
No, exactly.
I personally would never do that to a guy because that's bullying. That feels mean.
Everyone just feels so powerful on the internet.
Oh, it's like being in a car. When someone cuts you off in a car, you're going to curse them off and use every word in the book. But if someone accidentally bumps into you on an elevator, you're not going to say shit because that's rude and you don't have that safety net of a keyboard or a car.
It's just really hurtful and inappropriate. I mean, that's the kind of thing that if that girl really had low self-esteem and somehow were to come across that picture, I know people are like, oh, that's not possible. It happened to my friend. He saw a picture on Instagram that someone had taken of him that, you know, it somehow got back to him. That's the kind of thing that's going to make someone like kill themselves or like that's just, I mean, like just
don't
chill
do
out.
Stop. You're making the world
it's
worse.
It's not worth the cheap joke that you're making.
See, I have a friend on Instagram that I actually met at a comedy show because I ragged on him and he posts pictures of girls' asses, but they're like big Brazilian like butts. And he just like drools over them on Instagram every day.
Yeah, I kind of think that's still inappropriate. I think
I mean they're booty models. They're not like strangers on the street. They're models.
If you're a booty model,
they want you to look at the
butt.
That's
fine. Sorry, what were you gonna say?
No, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say I know we like to talk about our personal lives. So I had a great my week has been fantastic. I had sex, like real sex.
Wait,
like,
did I know this?
No, of course I didn't tell you because I didn't want us to tell you on the podcast.
Oh my god,
it's like real, like.
Can I ask who?
I mean, you can. It's someone who's making a reappearance in my life. Oh. So the person I really wanted to make a reappearance in my life has made a and I think it was a lesson for me because we're both super stubborn.
And you like this person.
Yeah,
I really like this person.
I really like this person. Like,
you're in it to win it. You're falling.
Like giving ex-boyfriend a run for his money like this person. And that's a lot.
That is a lot.
Because I liked my ex-boyfriend.
Because in your words, everyone's terrible.
Yeah, and I liked my ex-boyfriend so much. And I know I talk shit, but that's just because I'm hurt on the inside. I really like him, like, so much. And I was upset that the podcast was what was coming between us. And we kind of talked it out. And that was great. And I don't know.
When was it?
Tuesday.
So it was a while ago. Was there communication after?
Tuesday? What do you mean? It was 2 days ago.
Oh, is it Thursday? Oh, fuck. Or it's Friday.
Well, no, I mean, they know we're recording.
Whatever. So did you, like, I always ask about the communication after, like, the next day. Like, was there nothing? Because that's usually,
oh, no,
like,
I mean, well, we've been friends. We just talked. Yeah, yeah. No, I talked to him on the way here, in fact, on the phone. He called me.
Aw.
But I just, he's just, like, I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't want to, like, start a whole thing again. And no one knows who he is. They know who he is, but they don't know that this is the person.
That's fucking awesome. I like him.
It's just great. And it was a lesson in growing up because we were just out stubborning each other for like 2 months. And finally,
that's
happens. I was like, Corinne, what are you doing? You're like, you're sitting here. You miss this person. You're like going out with other people. We don't even give a shit about these people. And this is the person you like. So just be like, I like you. Let's talk. I didn't want to apologize for what I said on the podcast because I don't feel like but we talked it out.
You don't feel sorry.
I feel sorry that it went down the way it did, but I don't think that what I said was out of line by any means. And I was actually reiterated that I had been super careful about protecting his identity out of respect for the fact that I asked him if he wanted to do the podcast. He said no. I respect that. I'm not going to harass people to be on the spot. This was our choice to talk about our sex lives, and that doesn't mean that everyone that we've had sex with in the past has to come on.
Absolutely. Also, I love how, like, there's always that moment in before dating becomes a relationship, before that talk. I feel like both people people hold out as long as they can because like I want them to say it. I'm not gonna fucking say it.
Totally.
Oh, totally. Every fucking relationship I've ever had, both people. What? Who is? Who? So? What are you so afraid of? I don't know. I've done it. I do it every time.
It's like we all have to win. And let
me. What the fuck is that about? We all have to win. You're right. But the thing is, if you actually break down that stubborn wall, you both win.
Yeah. And the best part about it was it was a real lesson in having it was the first time I had crazy sex with my nose ring. And I was like, oh, my God, it fucking like, let me tell you,
did it hurt?
Yeah, because I like knocked it out. I'm like giving blowjobs, knocking out of it and like flipping
but it's
around.
A stud.
Yeah, I know. But it lifts up and it's like it has a mind of its own. And I was like, and I'll be like, yeah, this is great. And I'm like, ah, fuck.
You know, it would be funny if like you were banging. Were you at your house?
Yes.
And there's like a slew of rats just came running in your door, like just as you were about to fuck. And you're like, this is the worst moment of my life. This is the worst timing ever.
So funny that you said that because we were in the middle of fucking. My roommate comes in from walking the dog, screams, yells his name to come out. He comes out.
Naked?
No.
Damn it.
He was going to. And I was like, he just puts his underwear on. He's ding, like, is this enough?
Dong.
And I was like, no, you have a raging erection. Your underwear is not enough. Please put on your pants.
Put on a shield.
So then he goes out, gets the mouse into a trash can, puts a pizza box over, puts in the hallway because we don't want to murder it at that time. Comes back in, gets on the bed. He goes, he goes, come back here. And I was like, didn't miss a beat. Didn't lose the erection.
Oh,
I was like, you are the fucking
that is,
best
that's sexy
person ever. I was like, I fucking, it's just chill.
Oh.
It wasn't a big thing. It was great. It didn't gross him out. I was like,
he was literally like, okay, go time. Gonna get the mouse. All right, hop back on my dick.
Just the best. He's just like the best.
That's awesome.
Like, I often think
he's
I am
rad.
The best,
like,
but he's the best.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I've never heard you say that about anyone.
I mean, he's not better
you're on the top of your mountain.
Yeah, he's
in your mind.
Yeah, he's
almost there.
Yeah, he's just cool. He's just cool.
Yes.
So few people are cool, and he's just cool.
That's awesome. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
Did you bang a bunch of times?
Well, no. I mean, it was only one because
we had to go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's awesome. All right. Let's talk about this guest.
Yeah. God.
For a second before we bring him on. One of the quotes that I thought was really interesting and like you giving me like a brief of what happened.
Yeah.
Was Joe is his name.
Yeah.
Joe was a classic case of me loving that he thinks I'm sexy.
Yeah.
You know what?
I had
girls
to admit
gotta,
it.
No, but I love that too. Even if, I mean, you are also, you're attracted to him. You think he's hot, obviously.
No, I think he's cute.
You can't, it's not like, oh, I can't breathe around
he's
him.
He's very youthful. That's
right.
Why.
Which I have a problem with.
Reminds me of my brother a little bit. Not
God.
Like my brother in the specific way, but he's just young in the way my brother is young and that weirds me out.
Yeah, I don't like younger guys. I mean, a lot of people do, but I do not.
He's very intelligent and funny. That's why I let him have a pass at this.
Absolutely. He's awesome. It is always nice to have guys think you're sexy and to verbally say that.
I mean, maybe he doesn't. Let's hear what he said. I guess he does.
Well, at some
point, it's been going on for a while.
At one point, he did.
Yeah.
But I feel like guys, like my boyfriend one time said to me, he was like, I wish girls would be as forward as men can be sometimes in that, like, hey, I think you're really beautiful.
Yeah.
I wish a girl would come up to be like, I think you're really sexy because that feels good.
Yeah.
I'll vouch.
Oh, it does.
It feels great. So I think that women should do that. I think women should be more forward.
Yeah.
Obviously, I mean, as forward as you feel comfortable with.
I don't like when it's corny, but like, yeah, like when I was having sex, like,
sexy,
it was like, you look really pretty right now. And like, there's like, there's a corny way to say it, and there's like a genuine, if you know someone well enough,
you
know
pretty.
When it's coming off as genuine and cool and like,
yeah.
You know, whatever.
You can feel it.
And also don't overdo it.
Yeah.
You know, say when you mean it.
Say what you mean what you
all
mean.
Right, so guys, let's bring on Joe. I got the pussy, I'm with the rule, I'm with the rule, I'm with the rule.
Yo, how you doing, baby? What?
Joe was so scared. He was like, am I going to get yelled at? And I was like, no, I never have even been mad at you ever.
No, I know, but I didn't know the persona.
Do people get mad at you? Have you ever listened to the show?
Yeah, I've heard it, yeah.
That is so you haven't.
I haven't listened to a thing, and I haven't heard the interview, but I've heard what you did. where the guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you don't listen to the full thing.
He's so right. straight, he couldn't like even totally listen cool. to that part.
You don't care. Has anyone like ever gotten? Do people get mad at you ever?
Sure,
I feel like no one hates you.
Yeah, people get mad at me.
I bet they get mad at you because they're like, Joe, so have a cool. fucking opinion. Stop being a pushover, Joe.
No, I don't know.
Punch me in the face, Joe. God.
Yeah, people get mad at me. I'm sure there are people who don't like me.
Oh, I'm sure. That means
there's
no.
definitely people who don't
I
like me.
I can
you.
Think of a lot of reasons not to like me. So, yeah.
Well,
I'm
that's
sure,
your,
I'm sure other I'm sure other people have found them at some point.
Is your charm. That's yeah. the main point of your charm. Yeah.
So, you and Corinne, New Year's Eve. Let's take it back here.
We're really taking
Year's,
it back.
New Year's Eve, 2012 yeah. into 2013.
Yeah.
2013.
Corinne and I threw a fucking kind of cool party.
Oh, was that your party too?
Nice.
Oh, God damn it. Yes, it was.
I see someone got mad at
it
me.
It was the two of us.
It happened just like
did
that.
Did you do that on purpose, Joe?
No, I didn't.
You fucking idiot. No, I'm just kidding.
He just was so excited that I was going to be there. Sorry, I just knocked the table into Christina.
So, New Year's Eve 2012 into 2013, so 2 New Year's ago,
right.
Corinne and I held a party at this bar. It was supposed to be better
like,
than it was.
Yeah. That's the perfect word for
it.
It
was
going
to be the best.
No, that's the perfect word for Christina. We held a party.
Yeah.
Most people throw a party.
We held it.
We held it.
We held the door
you
while people
it,
came
you
in.
It beautiful.
We
yeah.
made we it gave, like this is going to be the rager fucking. We acted like it was. We were going to.
The least cool party.
Outdo. We're going around putting bags of chips in little tin trays.
We told the owner, we're like, we don't want you to invite
oh, you
public
it was
people
be an
because
epic.
We're going to be.
Gonna be a big
we didn't
thing.
Think,
oh, yeah.
We didn't
no,
think,
we knew.
We didn't think we were going to have enough room. For all the people,
we had like secret bottles of alcohol hidden, so we could get wasted.
Yeah,
there might have to be a line. Hope it's not too cold.
Yeah,
guys, you want to keep your coat on when you're standing in line. I know it's around the block, but look, this party's worth it. Nope, no line, barely any people.
No,
but you showed up.
It wasn't like that. Yeah,
and then Joe showed up.
The people who showed up though were cool people, and I had a good time. I mean, when I wasn't like in my mind crying, but yeah,
because you were upset about the ex.
Oh, that was the worst.
Did he tell you he was going to come?
No.
See, you just thought he would.
I'm delusional.
Yes.
So I had broken up with my ex in August of that year, but then we kept fucking whatever. He wrote me this. Remember that email he wrote me like?
Oh, do I ever?
Corinne, he wrote me this email like a couple hours before I went to Christina's house to get ready.
Oh, that day?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On New Year's Eve in the day about how I just should enjoy myself and not think about him and just like have a really great New Year's because I deserve it.
Dad.
I was like, go. Go fuck yourself. Yeah. Even at that time,
it's
still,
like it's okay, little
them.
Girl.
This is New Year's Eve day. He wrote that.
Yeah, in the
pre-party.
Day.
Oh, during that day.
Maybe
pre-party.
He was what he set like a bad vibe for our party.
And then, and I was just like, and then in my mind, I still thought that he was gonna like the doors were gonna like just swing open at 11:58, and he was gonna be like, Corinne, I'm so sorry, I made such a mistake, and we're gonna make out, and we're gonna live happily ever after.
And then Joe,
like, it would be like a When Harry Met Sally kind of thing, like a New Year's countdown.
It would be something. I always think it's going to be like the movies.
Well,
it never is.
No.
And then Joe showed up.
Right.
You must have had no other plans.
I showed up. If I remember, yeah, I showed up.
You
with
had nothing else to do, huh?
Two of my friends from high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Regular people.
Your comedy notebook, which I thought was a really weird thing to bring to a New Year's party.
No, I had a show earlier that night.
Oh.
And I came from.
But
that.
Like
so,
that's
yeah,
so dangerous.
That's the main memory I have is that. Well, at some point that night, I lost the notebook,
yeah,
and that became
living on the wild side. There, Joe,
that became a top priority.
My main memory was taking photos of you guys behind your back of you making out,
yeah,
and not posting it on social media because that would have been really mean. But it was really fun. It was like a show. It was like the two people making out really hardcore at the party were like, "Oh shit!" And then your comedy notebook fell off,
right.
And you kind of like went in the corner and came back. You're like, "Where the fuck is my comedy notebook?" And you freaked out,
yeah.
And I like. I knew where it was, but I didn't want to like tell you right away because it was an enjoyable experience for a second.
Had it
I didn't have it. It was on the.
Oh, it was right there, but you just.
It was there.
You just let me look randomly
for like 5 seconds.
Because I didn't remember how that ended.
Christina's the nice one, so I can only imagine if I had seen it.
No, of course, yeah.
I understand the pain.
I would do this. Yeah, no.
I understand the pain that comes along with losing your comedy notes.
No. It was totally fair. What you
so did you when you came to the party? Did you have any expectations of the evening? Like you were like, "Damn, totally gonna make out, Corinne."
It probably crossed my mind because I think we'd already flirted by that point. So there was already something established.
Was this in your mind or?
I don't know if it was. I mean, that's my memory. I mean, this is a couple
years
ago.
See, because I flirted
when?
I think I was rather surprised. I can't remember exactly.
I mean, we'd already known each other for
yeah, no, I liked you and I
months.
Thought you were funny, but right. I think I probably wouldn't have, like, thought about it just because you're younger
than me.
It wasn't
like a game plan I had, though. It wasn't like, right. Oh, that wasn't like the goal for the night.
Right.
Right.
Know? Okay.
Right. Well, that's good, because usually when you're single on New Year's Eve, you're like, who am I gonna fuck?
Ugh, I was
that's
so sad.
What I do anyway.
Right.
but you guys, so you guys are making out.
Yes.
It was awesome. Everyone enjoyed it. And then we all went I had fun.
Were you, Joe's not a big drinker. So were right. you drunk?
Oh, you I had did, to have been.
Yeah, no, yeah, I did. I
was going to say,
drink
if you were sober, I'm concerned.
Not, no. Yeah, I'm not a big thanks. I'm not a big drinker, but I did drink that night more than
right, so that's
usual.
Even
more. Yeah.
Because I am a big drinker, as I think we've established by episode, 18? But the problem was we were so busy setting up the party that I pulled one of these where I was sober, then realized it was the clock was approaching midnight, and I was like, I can't get through midnight sober. And I was like, fucking pass. Pounding drinks, yeah. So I got like
sloshed.
What?
Sloshed is a good word for it.
Yeah, totally.
I was too worried about like, is everyone okay? Does everyone have a code? There's not enough people here.
Yeah.
But you were not. You were worried about your mouth and Corinne's mouth having fun together.
Yeah. Right.
And it was
well,
awesome.
I remember hanging out with my two friends who were there. And then at some point we started making out and then my two friends were gone.
Right.
And then I was looking.
See you, bro.
Right.
I tried to tell you by 12 times.
We were making out by the bar.
Yeah.
At some point I sent some weird text to my roommate. I sent a bunch of them.
Why?
I don't even remember. It was unrelated to anything. It was just like random, random shit.
Ponies are so stupid.
Stay on topic.
And I'm just doing the play-by-play. And then, we looked for the notebook, and then we went back to, I guess,
my house.
I lived across
from the bar.
That's right.
So a bunch of people came back.
Joe won a competition that night, though, because he was competing.
He was.
How old were you at the time? I'm not even quite sure how old you are now.
23.
So you were 23. I was 20
or 22.
Six.
I don't know.
26. I just turned 26, I think. And you, and you won against like a 37-year-old or 38-year-old, which would normally
be
my.
Did he show up to the party? I don't remember seeing.
Yeah, he was there all night. They were.
I remember seeing him.
And it was definitely one of those I was going home with.
Okay, I didn't know. I didn't know at the time I was competing with anybody. But
yeah,
that's
someone
good.
Else. Someone else told me.
Oh, you totally were.
I didn't tell you.
No.
I didn't know.
Some other person who was watching.
Oh,
was observing
the crowd,
everything.
The audience, your audience
said about the person who apparently I was in unknowing competition with.
Don't worry. I eventually fucked him as well. But just
great.
It was like a good 6 months later.
Thank God.
Not that same night.
It was like
night.
A good 6 months later.
I speak for both of us when I say.
So when we come back to my apartment, mm-hmm. smoke a little weed. You did not, Corinne. You don't smoke weed.
I don't think.
Did you smoke?
No.
Were we smoking weed? I don't know.
It was
maybe
a long
weren't.
night.
I wasn't drunk because I was like, whenever I throw a party or hold a party in this case, whenever I just
party.
Watch a boring party happen, I feel too much pressure to drink like on my birthday.
It was more of a hangout.
Yeah. Let's hang out at this bar no one else goes to.
Yeah.
But whenever I hold something, I can't get drunk because I feel like I need to make sure everyone's happy
right. And
like take care of them. So we came back to my house
right. And
then we were talking for a while. I was tired. It was like 2 a.m. at that point.
Yeah.
And then you guys went to sleep in my guest loft.
Right. We were up in
and
the
that's
but you didn't bang.
That's being generous, guys. When she
it
says,
was an attic.
When she says guest loft. No, it's like
yeah,
like
yeah,
a,
it makes it like sound very fancy.
A 3-foot high slit where Christina throws things that she doesn't know where to put them away. And where you if you sleep there,
so true.
You will hit your head a minimum of 5 times.
But there's a mattress.
Yeah, there are some.
Was there a mattress?
I don't even remember that.
I don't know.
I don't know what's happening.
I hope so.
Fucking so drunk. We wake up.
You didn't bang. Did you try?
No.
You probably had to have. Like,
yeah, well.
Trying like a baby
there
trying
to walk.
There
was some leg humping going on.
I remember we went to. I just have a quick memory of being on your couch and then we were in your loft. And I think we both just fell asleep quickly.
Then.
Waking up in the morning, I think I tried, and then
you tried to bang.
Right. And
yeah.
I think you said like, just jerk off. I think that was like
sounds like
it's gonna be much more fun for you.
Sounds like a classic Corinne-ism.
And I was like, all right, yeah. And I looked.
Did you jerk off
you
then
jerk
and there?
No.
In my loft?
No.
Yeah,
I don't remember
that you did because I was like,
do you know how many people have fucked in that loft? Look, it's fine.
Oh, I would have literally been like, just come on my face, then let me sleep.
But it wasn't like I was making like a aggressive effort. It was just like, oh, is this still?
And
oh, it's not.
I was so hungover that morning that the thought of even anything.
Oh, hangover sex is not good.
I mean, I like Joe very much. I was so angry he was there when I woke up. Because you know when you're hungover,
you just want to do you for
and
a second.
You, oh my God, the worst thing. Because I wasn't in my house. I wasn't in a comfortable room. I was so far away from where I lived. I was like, so much. And I was like, I got to go check out my ex's Instagram to make sure he didn't have a better night than me. There were so many things I had.
Did you do
that? Of course. Yeah. I was. That was in the period.
Well, that was in the prime time.
That was in crazy pants. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I was out of my
mind.
But
she wasn't. Did you sense that she was crazy or no? Like from a breakup, like kind of.
No, I'm trying to remember.
Saturated
if I,
with
if
that?
I knew. No, I didn't.
I don't think I talked. I try not to talk about it with people I am interested in. I mean,
yeah, no, I
no
don't
one wants
think.
To hear that shit.
Right? No, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you seem like a general mess, I didn't attribute that to you being set in a breakup.
Joe's like, you might have been crazy, but that I didn't attribute the craziness.
Your alcoholism, that's not your sadness.
Your cloud of drunkenness and depression. Like, I just figured
wow,
it was something from
tell
childhood.
Me more. tell me more.
My allure?
Yeah. My charm?
Pheromones?
My wit and charm.
Corinne's pheromones? Sadness and alcohol?
Oh, God. Bottle that shit up.
So, okay. So, it didn't happen for any of you, but it was still a good... It wasn't... It was fine.
No, and then I...
It was acceptable.
Then I ordered blockheads with your boyfriend.
Oh, because I had to leave.
And Christina had to go... On fucking New Year's Day, Christina leaves with her boss to get fancy clothes.
Yeah, expensive clothes. She wanted to treat me to a Christmas present.
I couldn't
and bought
move.
Me like $6,000 worth of shoes and clothes. I was hungover. It was the last day I was going to see my boyfriend before he went on went on a work trip for 2 weeks. Didn't want to do it.
No.
But she pulled up in front of my house and said, oh, I'm here.
Yeah.
It wasn't planned.
I was enraged. For you.
Was he an editor, that guy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I...
I love that you remember that.
That's weird I remember that, yeah.
He was a director.
So hungover.
Director, okay, yeah.
Director,
okay,
so
yeah, yeah,
fuck
yeah.
you.
I remember talking to that guy, yeah.
Yeah, and then Steven was like, nice do you want to order blockheads? Awesome. And I good was choice, like, yeah. I do want to order blockheads.
Was it like 10 in the morning?
No, it wasn't 10 in the morning. It was... I didn't think it was happening. No, he... No, it was. It was afternoon time. It was a normal time to
like
eat
lunch.
Blockheads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, anytime's a good time to eat blockheads.
Oh, God. Blockheads is so good.
Yeah. Shout out. This podcast is brought to you by Blockheads. Okay, so that didn't happen. And then let's fast forward to the stand-up New York holiday party. Because nothing else happened in between then. There was just, oh, hey, I saw you.
And that
show.
Was
hi,
2000,
hi, hi.
End of 2013.
And this
it actually happened. Actually, they threw it in the very early January 2014.
So it was almost a year ago. It was almost a year apart. Those
right,
two
right.
instances.
This is a year interval, yeah.
But we had been friends the whole time and seen each other many times.
Right. It shows. It was an awkward.
No, there was zero weirdness.
Right. I held lots of open mic spots for him. I'm a good
person. Oh,
that's
very
person.
Sweet.
That's
well,
very
you're a nice. Great guy, Joe. I
oh,
really
thank
like
you.
You.
I like you too.
So we had Stand Up New York had a fucking rager as per usual.
All their parties.
Holy shit, they know how to party.
Are
I love it.
Amazing. Because that's what happens when you get a bunch of young guys together to run a club.
Oh, right. Man.
It's this is
best.
Like I
there's
feel
a
like
hip hop room downstairs. Yeah. We're fucking grinding on each other. Mm-hmm. It was just like different sections. It was the best party.
It was
really one of
awesome.
My favorite.
Downstairs, upstairs.
Oh, it was great. Yeah. It was like different vibes in every room.
And they had just come off that powerful Halloween party. And
oh, the
so they had
Halloween
a lot to live
party.
Up. To. They had a lot to live up to, which we
Jesus.
Addressed, I think, on like the
oh,
first episode of
there.
The podcast.
Yeah. So did you guys
what?
Try to? Wait, what? I said.
Oh, what? Joe, are you jealous? Yeah. Something.
No. I didn't even know
something did happen there.
No, I'm teasing.
I gain a new guest for Guys We Fucked at every Stand Up New York.
every holiday.
So what we're trying to say, Stand Up New York, hold
like,
as many parties
like show,
as you want.
Shows up those holiday specials every time.
Is there a holiday?
You're like messaging, hey, Stan, are you guys throwing an Easter party? Can you,
after every
have
party.
Have thought about
after every
Patrick's
party,
Day?
We ended up somehow like, I don't know how this happened, but
Columbus
after.
Columbus Day? You guys having a party with that?
Flag Day?
Flag Day?
National Siblings Day?
Bastille
anybody?
Day?
Anybody? International Siblings Day? every time
it is,
New York,
today.
I know.
Every time the Stand Up New York has a raging party, we somehow end up recording the podcast the next fucking day with like vitamins and Tylenol and water. And we're like, that was awful.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the best and then the worst. It's the best of times, the worst of times.
It is, exactly.
Describes the day, the night of, and the day after.
Like brutal hangover.
Oh, yeah. So did you guys try to hook up then? You guys made out for a second? At that the holiday party.
Well, if you recall, we were in actually the room we're in now, recording this podcast, and everyone was kind of like making out. And anytime Joe and I are near each other, and there's a little bit of alcohol and like a mood, we just make
right.
I feel like that's just the thing
that
was
just like, yeah. Oh, you okay? Let's do it.
But it's not even like oh, it's because it's like the my last resort. It's not like that at all. It's just
it feels like a comfort thing. I don't know if you
exactly.
Feel that, so, yeah.
I do. I didn't want to say that because I thought that we'd be offensive to you. But I
no.
That
sounded
very
comfortable with you. No, I feel that way too.
I feel safe with you.
Right.
And I feel like I can trust you because I don't really, especially after doing the podcast, very few people I feel like I can trust. But I feel like
you're a good guy.
Oh no, you've been trying to help my leg for years. Like I feel trust with that.
All right. Well, that's kind of dog-like, that metaphor you just
it's
used.
Very dog-like.
No, yeah.
People hump legs.
Before
you can trust dogs.
But before you got to that like insulting comparison, like I was on board. I'm on board with that.
That hilarious. No, yeah. I know. No.
So okay. So
no,
yeah.
But yeah,
you guys
no,
have
I feel
good
that, I feel
thing
that too.
Going on.
Yeah,
because
no,
it's like
yeah,
there's no weirdness. There's no jealousy. Weird. There's just like, oh, we're friends who like making out.
Yeah.
Right.
That's kind of the best.
Yeah.
Right. There's
when
like there's like enough.
It's just
attraction.
You trust each other.
Right.
There's just enough for me to want to touch
there's
her.
Enough.
Well, right. It's not like desperate.
It's like, not right. Like we like when we come in a room together, like my pants are getting wet.
Right.
But if they're touch me like my pants could get wet.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a good, the odds are good.
That's all you really need.
It's all a bitch needs. You know what I mean?
That's all anybody
needs. So, but did you guys make out that night or no?
Yeah.
Okay, so you were, and then you tried to go home with each other, or you tried to get her to come home with
you? You were trying to get me to Cabot. So my
were you waiting?
Oh,
were you drunk?
To yours?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you probably mentioned your apartment.
We were talking about it, and then it became like time was just going by. So I was like, all right. And then
that another guy wanted to make out with her, and they were like tug of warring. Oh, I don't know if he wanted to make out with you. He wanted to talk to you.
He wanted to talk to me, and I.
Oh, I do remember. Yes,
and
I had a huge
crush on him.
I remember leaving and seeing you talk and thinking, like, all right, I guess that guy. Yeah.
The thing
that's
was,
the
but again,
wonderful
there was zero,
thing because
there was
no like. Okay.
No. Yeah.
Like, oh, you go off, awesome, have fun.
And
like,
the
that's
thing
so
was,
nice.
I had that
we're
particular
not dating.
Person.
It's not like,
exactly.
You know, yeah.
It's just nice to have a buddy
not,
you can make out with.
Not like in love with her. Yeah.
Exactly. It's nice to have someone
you're
you can
not?
Make out with. Corinne's going to go kill herself.
I'm sorry.
So Corinne's going to cut herself.
It's not you. It's just where I'm at in life, you know?
But that's so like, oh, that like, I have weight lifted off of my shoulder because of this situation. It's so nice and wonderful to have somebody that you just fucking make out with. But then it's like, oh, I want to make out with this other person. Or, oh, I got to go. I can't. There's no hard feelings or no like, God damn it, or no anger.
Yeah.
That's so, I've never, that's wonderful.
You haven't had
I don't think
like
I've
that.
Ever, I guess I have, now it's always one of us likes each other more than the other person.
Right.
It's always,
right.
It's 50% me, 50% the other person. It's always that.
Right. I guess it takes two people really just, who can just numb emotions, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You both are.
Yeah.
You,
we're
yeah,
both very
that's
numb.
That's a great point, Joe. You are both very good
disconnect.
At that. Yeah, you can. So then that night, so you kind of...
I mean, that being
if
made
required,
out.
If required, yeah.
That being said, I definitely got my pussy eaten that night.
Yeah, on that chair. Right over there, ladies.
It was actually the
it's
couch.
Like I want to do a... Oh, on
couch.
That couch.
Yeah.
It's like, you know those Sex and the City bus tours?
Yeah.
It's like, she got a pussy eaten over there.
Where
and that
in
was
New
it.
York
she,
has
she,
Corinne
she
got
bought
a pussy
some shoes there.
Wow, 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 wow. Wow.
Have you done something in almost every
no,
chair here?
No, no.
I just like
on every piano key.
I just like want to.
No. It's a goal.
I just like want to do like a sexual thing in every one of these chairs. No, that'd be the most
nice
boring
to have,
bus tour.
It's nice to have goals. Yeah.
It was a good night though because I didn't.
Oh my God,
I didn't. Mine. It was like I really, really was like. I really liked that guy, and then I was like, oh, he likes me too, and then that fizzled, but that's fine.
We'll get to that at some point.
We'll get to
in
that
another episode
at some point.
Okay, so then and then more time goes by, just like it happened in between the last two hookups.
Right.
And then when was the last time you guys made out?
The last time was last weekend.
Yeah, it was last weekend.
I was like, that was last weekend, wasn't that?
Yeah, it was very recent.
It was here.
It started here,
yeah,
but we went
this
to
is a magical place,
up,
you guys.
We went to a
here.
Bar with my other friend with who's also named Corinne.
Right, who was very sad.
Why was she sad? I saw her and she was
she
happy.
She had gone through a breakup.
Oh, right. She seemed happy when I saw her, but I don't saw her for
oh,
second.
Yeah, she wasn't that.
She was the opposite of what
she
you
was,
thought.
She was, that happy wasn't a thing.
Yeah, then
was.
I pumped a half a pitcher of margarita into her and she was like, feelings.
It's getting better.
Went
good
to
old
some, right.
Medicine.
Yeah, we went to the shittiest bar, which is her, the other Corinne's favorite bar.
Well, Corinne, when you saw him come in or at the show, realized he was at the same show, were you like, yep, let's go over there?
No,
or
not
just
at
like,
all.
Oh,
I was like, oh,
me.
It's Joe. I'm happy to see Joe. That's
okay.
That's my reaction.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Joe, I am happy.
I'm sorry,
to see
did
you?
Sort,
no, no, I think that you were sort, it was like that dynamic of like when you'd already had some, like when we're both a little drunk or whatever. I feel like it was that dynamic immediately that night.
Oh, you know why? Because I was semi-hammered. I got,
okay, yeah, yeah.
Because I did
so
a
that's
show.
That's why it was already at okay. that, from when I first saw it, it was at that level already.
Right,
so
right.
Like, oh,
at
okay.
the pre, like New Year,
because
like
I
last time.
I had
right,
already
right,
had
but it wasn't,
half a pitcher of margarita at that
right,
point.
Right, so you already.
And
yeah.
performed on another show at the Creek.
Right, that's right. That's
and
right.
I normally, it was like just, I just needed to drink. I normally don't ever like to drink more than like half a beer before I perform, but I right. had drink a lot that, and I actually right. couldn't believe I got through my set, but I had a great set actually. No, I had a great set at the Creek. But my one here was like okay. I think it was like goodish.
But I just, you got on stage and you were like performing drunk.
Yeah,
or
yeah,
said
yeah.
Something like that.
You
right,
know,
right, right.
classic Corinne. Right. Oh boy. And yeah, so I was probably like super flirty with you.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you continued with them to a bar.
Yeah,
like a regular
we hung
bar.
Out. We hung out here for a while.
Yeah.
Right, and then everyone kind of dispersed, and it was the three of us.
And then I
kind of
asked you to come, and I was surprised that you said yes, because it had nothing to do with comedy, and then I was like, oh, okay, this is happening.
Right, yeah.
And you were rubbing against each other at this bar, Bertie told me, and your dick
well, you
was kind hard.
Of said, you didn't just say come to, you were like, come on this bar, we'll hook up, and then we'll go to my, it's so, you mentioned.
Did
your,
I actually say we'll hook up?
You said we'll go to my apartment, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you'll set up the call.
I guess I really wanted you to come, because I don't know if at the time that I meant that, but I knew that it would make you come to the bar. And it worked.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
think
so. Is
that
like a ploy you've
I think
used
I was manipulating you. No,
oh, okay.
Just you.
Just mentally make
it.
How does it make you feel?
It's a special manipulation for you.
Well, I guess it backfired for you then, because it's not, you know.
Because it's not what?
Well, you ended up doing the thing that you said you didn't set out to do.
Well, I
it's
mean.
It's not like you minded.
What do you mean?
Oh, I
it's
didn't
like
mind.
You minded. Right.
Yeah.
Fucking?
Right.
Right. Well, did you fuck? You fucked, right?
Yeah.
Because I asked Corinne, she was like,
I was like,
I didn't feel a phantom dick in me the next morning, but
right.
I think we did.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I was like, I woke up without pants. This is the thing. I wasn't blackout drunk, but I just.
Was it in the mouse apartment or the other?
The mouse apartment. Okay. Well, there wasn't a correct. Mouse when.
Of course, not a mouse is, when Joe's there.
This, Joe is this is the new apartment.
The crackdown.
Yeah.
What
yeah,
did
yeah.
you think of it? It was dark.
It was
tell.
It was dark. Yeah, I mean you have to unpack some things. You know? honestly,
heads
you
up.
Some,
she's not gonna.
You could have cleaned a little before you had company.
No,
it
never,
I
never
but,
think that.
That's okay.
That more than anything whatever. Proves that I didn't that I had
didn't
no intentions of you coming back with me because that was part of my
nothing is shaved.
I was
there's
kidding.
Nothing.
I was kidding. I was kidding.
I think my vagina
was
shaved. It usually.
Oh, I don't know. Like usually, if I
on a Friday night, it would be
when I'm hooking up. When I'm like in my stage where I'm single and I'm hooking up with whoever. Walk up with me. I'm like, oh, planning.
Oh, if it's a Friday night and I'm going out, I'm going to ingest alcohol. The pussy is shaved.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Absolute. Motherfucker.
You're welcome. What's your stance on the shave as a young man? What's you're younger than
shaved,
me?
Shaved, bush,
you
lightning
like,
rod?
You like shaved?
Yeah, shaved.
You're
shaved
from a shaved
good,
generation.
Yeah.
I figured you would like the shaved.
We're not from different generations.
No, you're from a shaved generation.
I was going to say, you're not. You're in the
you're
same
like,
decade.
Are you 50 years old? What do you say?
I guess you like shaves,
yeah,
sonny.
Yeah, these kids.
That's disgusting.
I'm a grandmother.
All right. And I feel like this is so offensive. Like the sex was. I don't know how was the sex okay? Was it all right?
But it wasn't because
was
you were blacked out
yeah.
drunk. You were just tired, or were you wasted?
No, I wasn't. I was drunk, but I wasn't blackout. I have like a. We've talked about this before.
How was it really late? How late was it?
It was really late.
It was late.
And
yeah.
it was three. It's dark, and I lied down.
Well,
we
went to that bar, and then you paid for a cab.
Yeah, I remember that.
You
right,
paid.
It was late. Yeah,
you didn't pay.
No, he whatever. I mean,
I don't know.
Apartment. It's fine. He's gonna have to go home in the morning. That's fine.
Oh yeah, that's true.
We split it with my other friends anyway. Because the first thing I do after a night of drinking is log on to bankofamerica.com and say,
what the fuck did I spend?
What did mama do? And it only said $11.50. So I go, I must have split this with someone. And then I asked Corinne, I was like, did we split it? And she just looked at me with that, the discerning look.
Oh, that's right. She took the cab.
She went to. She's 21, but she's like
no,
my
she
mom.
Went.
Okay, so you shared a cab up.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to get to the fucking. Yeah. You go upstairs, turn off the lights in a drunken, tired slumber.
I literally was gonna ask Joe. Like, I wanted to text you. Oh, I think we did. I woke up with no pants on.
Did I have sex?
I remember like starting to go into it. Then I was like, I hope I carried through for your sake. I mean, there's no. I was at my house, so that's where I needed to go anyway.
Right.
You know.
Right. You want to make a trip worthwhile. He's a good guy.
It was kind of...
No, yeah, we had... Yeah, and you,
you remembered it, Joe.
Yeah, I remember.
I feel like I'm, like, hurting your feelings.
No, why is it hurting my feelings?
Was it, did it? Was it good?
You told me you don't.
How long did it not last long? What's going on?
I'm sure it didn't last long.
Did you come?
Yeah, I think it was for a little while, and then we just went to sleep.
Right.
Like, immediately.
Did you come?
Immediately.
Did you use a condom?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
You don't want to answer
Thank
my question.
Thank God someone's responsible.
What am I insane? Yeah.
Wow!
Was it from your wallet? Like, did you have it on
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
I'm okay. Sure. I mean, I have them, but I was going to say,
did you dig through boxes?
I do have them, but they're from last Halloween, and he wouldn't have found them.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Of course, it's from a holiday. Yeah. Is that what you do on holiday?
It's from the party.
A lot of people get.
I got it in my pumpkin basket.
A lot of people get candy on Halloween. You just stock up.
I get condoms.
Can I have some of your condoms?
Well, I was actually gonna, because I figured we did have sex, but I was gonna actually text you at one point this week and be like, "This is weird, but like, you're gonna be on the podcast. Do you want to have sex again? Like sober? I was gonna. What would you have done if I had texted you and said, "Do you want to have sex?
You want to have sex sober, like for the podcast, like to do a compare
to make sure,
no,
also
just
to make sure,
so your memory would be
just so that we like,
well,
just so that,
guys, we fucked,
just so that we definitely had sex and I knew it, and just so I would like could have like a more memorable experience. What would have your feelings been on that?
I mean, that would have been a first,
right?
A first in what, like sober?
Hey, let's have sex again because I don't remember the last one, and right. I want my memory to be fresh for the. For
I mean,
the conversation.
This is all it doesn't happen a lot.
No, right? I understand.
This is on me, Joe.
I don't know.
Well, I feel like
it wouldn't have been anger. Like none of this would have been like.
I feel like you're the type of person though that like I like to have at least one person in my life who I can just text and be like, "Do you want to have sex? No strings. Like just
yeah.
Everyone needs that person.
That would have been fine. Yeah.
Would you ever?
Well, I mean,
have you ever
forward.
Texted Corinne? Have you ever booty texted Corinne?
No.
Would you? Do you booty text? Do you like?
No,
late
we don't.
No.
Nah,
do you?
I don't
but
really.
Do you do that in general, Joe?
Not really. No.
Oh,
okay. I don't really. No.
We don't do it with each other.
Yeah. I mean, if you were in the room, I think that's what the dynamics have
right,
been.
Exactly.
Right,
exactly. So you see
right.
each other, you're both hammer time.
But I can't imagine the future being like, hey, can I come over? Or do you want, you know, I don't see that
yeah.
happen.
Do you,
but,
is that,
if
do you,
but if we're in the same,
but
if
wow.
in the same place.
I don't,
what,
you don't
would
strike
you,
me
would you
as
text?
That kind of guy.
Well, I mean, now I feel like I was comfortable enough to do that.
But
and
also.
Now but now I, wait.
Listen.
I mean,
yeah, you can. I'm just saying, if that's the dynamic that's set up from now on, then.
So wait, are we agreeing right here, right now, if you guys want to bang, you could text each other. It's okay.
I mean,
it's not disrespectful. You both have respect for each other.
I'm.
Right.
If one of you says no, it's cool too.
No, I mean, I'm on my, I really like someone, but if I, but also he's
but
fine.
You're not exclusive.
No, we have work to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, if there is anyone that I would text right now to fuck, I'm looking at him.
Oh, that's
here's
sweet.
Looking at you, Joe.
That's real nice.
Do you booty dex girls anyway? Like I feel like
no,
I
said
you
no,
don't strike.
Not really. No, it's like if I'm in the room with someone I'm
right.
interested in. Yeah.
Have you ever sent a text like, "Hey, you up?" Like I feel like you don't get sad and desperate and drunk at 3 a.m. like a lot of us do.
No, I mean unless it's
I'm lonely.
Unless it's someone I'm seeing or
right.
have like an ongoing thing with. Someone who I haven't hooked up with, I wouldn't.
Well, right. I mean, I guess I've only done that to people I've hooked up with. But even if it's like very sporadic,
no,
we don't hang out, so there's no like relationship there. Although you guys
no,
have
not,
a friendship.
No, not really. Are you up or you want to come over? No, I don't really do that. No.
Oh, that's attractive. That's willpower.
There's something I want to talk about, and this happened with Joe, and this happens a lot to me. I'll have sex, and my shirt will stay on the entire time. And at first, I just thought it was because people can't wait to get to that pussy. Because really, people love.
I just want
to
get that pussy
to get the mouth to the vagina, and that's nice. My vagina's great, but
that, very thankful. It writes you many notes.
Yeah, it writes me a lot. But now I was thinking about it, and I was like, I think I'm offended now because I bet you, Christina. I bet when you're having sex, the shirt's the first thing to come off every time because people want to see them boobies.
I actually like having sex with my bra on. My shirt.
Because your tits move too much?
I just feel like, I feel sexier. I feel like
would
they're
you,
placed,
would you
they're
leave
separated
it?
And raised, and it looks great. It looks like a fucking big tits in a bra.
Do you,
see, I
do
like,
you care to the point where if a guy would start to take it off, you'd want to, like, gesture
I wouldn't
for
stop
him to leave
him.
It on?
I wouldn't stop him. I'd be like, oh, okay.
But if it was up to you.
That wasn't my plan, but it's fine.
It was up to you. If he left it all to you, you would take your shirt off.
I feel
off
really sexy
just,
in a bra.
Right.
In just a bra. But in not a bra, that I feel sexy too, but there's something about being in a bra. I don't know why. Steven does not, no bra, no shirt, no nothing.
See what I feel like, the thing is, like, I feel like people always take my bra off and like almost feel me up and then but not the shirt. And I'm just like,
but if it's new, if it's like a new hookup-y situation.
Well, because I like to be fully nude.
Then take off your shirt.
I don't like to take off my own clothes, though. I
like the guy
other
to
people
it.
To take. I like to take off the guy's clothes, and I like him to take.
But not every guy's going to go for off. The taking off the shirt. I feel like.
No, of course not.
Like, they'd be like, well, whatever you want to do. Ooh, that was my boner timer.
I don't. When you woke up with your shirt on, that's something I don't.
My shirt was on and my pants were off.
My shirt was on, and I usually, unless the girl takes it off.
Your shirt was on too?
Yeah.
I thought it was, but were your pants on?
No.
No. Yeah, both our pants were off and both our shirts were on.
I mean, we had
on.
Sex, so no, my
Well, I mean,
pants
you could put
on.
Your pants back on.
Right, in the morning when I was leaving, I did
right.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're going to walk outside and stuff.
And all this Harlem.
And Pinkerton joined us, as he likes to do.
Yo, you gotta walk a pit without a shirt.
With my men's in the morning. Pinkerton loves to meet my men's.
That dog's cool.
So that's interesting, though. You don't like... You like a guy to take your clothes off. Is that all that, like, in any circumstance?
Like, I like the guy to be as aggressive as possible without, like, actually hurting me.
Are you aggressive in bed, Joe?
No, I wouldn't say I'm overly aggressive. But, I mean, I took your...
Sure.
Like,
you're obviously not aggressive.
And underwear. Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think he takes the lead in a nice way.
Very gentlemanly.
Say. Yeah. Not in a way that you're like, ugh, like in
not in like a pussy way.
I wasn't jumping any guns or anything. It was already clearly established we were gonna have sex.
Yeah. Right. Joe's personality is as such that like I wouldn't, you know, if the door closed and all of a sudden he went to being the Joe that I know, to be like, yo, bitch, get on the bed. I'm about to fuck you up.
I'd be like, oh, shit, I gotta go.
I would say, what is happening now? You know, like, because I would like that normally.
How funny would that be if Joe walks in the room like, all right, bitch, you ready to get fucked? And you're like, holy shit, where did that come from?
He sticks like a dirty rag in my mouth and he's like, bitch, get on all fours. He's going to take this from behind.
It's not really poison. Just go with it.
I would be super weirded out.
I just start hitting the
what's
dog.
That most
start beating your dog.
Just like then punch, you would get murdered.
Just punch him.
I think Corinne would murder you and her roommate. What's the most, Joe, what's
it's
the most?
It's like having sex with you and just beating the shit out of your pet.
That'd be hilarious. He just jumps out the window and you're like, all right, see ya, I guess.
You're someone I feel like I can text you and say that I want to have sex with you and punch your dog in the skull, you know? Like,
oh.
I think we have that.
Thank you. Yeah, no.
That kind of relationship.
Comfort. Yeah.
And okay. The thing is, like, this will happen. I'm like, whatever. Like, I just feel like there's just, like, I love this. And that's why I try to only have sex with friends because, like, I have a really good experience.
Yeah,
a really good
I gotta
track
say,
record with it. And
you're doing it right. You're hooking up right, I think. Because I did not. When I was single, I hooked up with people who weren't my friends initially. And then it's just too much pressure.
Just,
you don't know what the other person's thinking.
Yeah. It's just taking friendship to the next level. And honestly, like, a lot of my girlfriends I would bang too, but they would probably feel weirder about it. But I just,
no,
I don't know.
I think that's probably different people might view it different. But like, yeah, it's. I think you have to like compartmentalize that because I feel like
we could be friends. But is there anything to
compartmentalize? I think for a lot of people, I feel like for
a
lot
guys,
of people,
naturally.
No,
it's
yeah,
like,
I don't feel right. I feel like we could be friends now, and we could never have sex again.
Yeah,
and that
it wouldn't
be totally
weird.
Fine. Yeah, it'd be zero weirdness.
Yeah, like we could have sex and it wouldn't be weird, or we could not have sex. Like either
right,
way,
either
I
way,
would,
either way, it would
that's
be fine.
So
yeah.
Awesome.
Well, because it's like.
It's an equal sexual relationship.
Right, I feel like our dynamic now, it's no different than it would have been like a month ago when we hadn't had sex. Right?
No, totally.
That's good. What's the most aggressive thing you've ever done in bed, Joe? Like, are there moments where you've been aggressive? I want to hear about them.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I mean, I can't think offhand of one incredibly aggressive.
Well, this but one time when I was...
I mean, I killed one girl, but it's...
but, like,
she
that's,
was into
you
it.
Know...
Right.
If she liked it, like, whatever.
I don't know.
Cool. So, you guys, do you have any closing remarks you would like to say? We've obviously established that if the two of you are feeling the need to bang it late at night, even if you're not in the same room drunk, you can both... Like, they just high-five, ladies and gentlemen. You can both text each other, and there's this understanding. I'm so happy to, like, seal this treaty for you guys, because I feel excited for you.
I'm very much a bro in the sex department. I know what to say, but, like...
That's awesome. This that's amazing. Nice.
I want to close on this, and this is kind of, like, a controversial thing, but I just want everyone's opinions real quick, roundtable style. So a lot of the comments we've been getting... Or like things, people will say that STDs have been saying things like STDs are a punishment, like, or some sort of weird repercussion for having too much sex or being too promiscuous. I mean, obviously, I think we all know what we're seeing, but like, do you have any feedback on, or like,
I do.
Response to that?
I think it's a very similar thing to back in the 80s when people said AIDS cures gays. I think it's the exact same
Christina,
fucking thing. And
no,
it's so fucking,
fucking
stupid.
Joke. I wrote the same exact thing in my notebook.
Girl five.
It's
like the same thing.
History,
what are you doing?
Repeats itself, and it's like, I'm like, no, I'm like, guys, STDs aren't a repercussion. It's fucking science.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
What?
You can get an STD. You can wear a condom and get an STD.
That's
like, you're not
saying you got cancer because you're a bad person.
Exactly.
No, you got cancer because something fucking happened with your cells. I don't really understand cancer, but
the energy and the cells and the jello and the chemistry. And that was my awful Bill Cosby impression. You're all fucking welcome.
Joe, what do you think? What do you think about?
The promiscuous thing? No, I don't know. That's how
STDs being a punishment. What do you have to say to people
to
who
people
say
that? Yeah.
People say STDs are a punishment for being promiscuous.
Agreed.
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
fuck you.
It's about being safe, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I don't need to do some PSA, but whatever.
But if
I know
someone was like, you got chlamydia because you're horrible.
No, it's not that. I remember they would try to scare us in school about AIDS because they had some woman come in and talk and was like, my daughter, she'd never had sex. And then she went and studied abroad and met this guy fell in love with. And had sex with him, and he had AIDS, and she died a year later.
Yeah, probably because he was from some weird country.
Yeah, or probably, yeah.
It's about hating.
You know, those weird
guys,
foreigners.
The point is, she probably had
it's about hating people from other countries, not promiscuous.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's
so
how
guess,
we're trying to say.
I guess my response would be, as long as you don't fuck a dirty foreigner, then you're going to be fine.
Other
right?
countries.
Even if you do.
Right, as long as it's not some, like, disgusting
fucking
brown
look, if you're banging a stranger, protect yourself.
If
you don't know what this person is clean, protect yourself, but it's in no way a punishment.
If they're a nice white person, it's going to be fine.
If they're straight white male, they have nothing to be
feel
guilty about.
If they look dirty on the outside, they're probably dirty on the inside.
Look,
man, woman, you know, across 50 states.
Absolutely.
Totally
fine. It's a notion of like, okay, back in the 80s when it was the AIDS epidemic and people, so many people were anti-gay for whatever fucking stupid ass reason they had, probably some dumb fucking religious thing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, oh, these gay people are a minority group. They're vulnerable. They're this. So I feel like I can prey on them and I'm going to be right. And I feel more powerful saying that. It's the same thing. It's the same, like, oh, and it's mostly blamed on women.
I'll just never understand how history can so blatantly repeat itself time and time again.
People are so stupid.
And we don't know.
So what do you
it.
Think the answer is to that?
You're wrong. You're a fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot.
The answer is fuck you, like it is to most things that we discuss on this podcast. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this week on Guys We Fucked, the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. Thank you, Joe,
thank
for being
you,
a wonderful
Joe.
Guest.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Email
for
us,
being
tweet
in
us.
Company.
It's sorryaboutlastnightshow@gmail.com, and it's SRYAboutLastNYT if you want to tweet. And that's it. Have a great fucking weekend.
Have a great weekend. Do you rage, bang, whatever you want to do. Read a book in a hammock. I don't fucking care.
Bye.